Jim Allister from the TUV, the leader of the TUV. Good morning to you, Jim.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, why don't we take up that question that our listener just brought us there. On what grounds could Sinn Féin be excluded from the Assembly if they're condemning violence, if they say they support the police, and they're calling people who committed this murder criminals?
Because Sinn Féin and the IRA are inextricably linked, to use the words of a former Prime Minister. They always have been, still are. No attempt by Sinn Féin to distance themselves whatsoever, rather continued justification of the IRA. So the IRA are Sinn Féin's paramilitary wing, and that really is the nub of this issue. The IRA has murdered again, so Sinn Féin's paramilitary wing has murdered again. Is anyone who was fooled the last time to bring Sinn Féin into government going to now say again, we must keep them there, we must sustain them in government? Because if they do, that is a license to kill again. That is saying to the IRA, we are going to huff and puff about this, but we're not going to do anything about it, so you can kill again. That's the real critical issue here.
This is not
the one that politicians need to address.
Do you not believe in the Chief Constable? Do you not believe in the integrity of the Chief Constable? Do you not believe in his ability to carry out robust assessments of the security situation in Northern Ireland? He has said that the continuing existence and cohesion of the IRA hierarchy has enabled the leadership to move the organisation forward within the peace process.
He has said that members of the IRA murdered McGuigan.
He has said it was not sanctioned at a senior level.
Well, he has said he doesn't know that. He has said that the IRA structures still exist. The very things that we were told, of course, had been disbanded. Told by those who were so eager to get into government with the IRA that they wished it to be so. But the Chief Constable does need to be careful that he doesn't politic too much, because I do struggle with the suggestion from the Chief Constable that a paramilitary organisation can murder, but yet not be involved in terrorism. The IRA is a prescribed organisation. If it murders, that's terrorism. So I think the Chief Constable needs to draw back from politicking. I think he needs to leave the politicking to the politicians, and he needs to give us the straightforward assessment without any attempt at the constructive ambiguity which has hallmarked the peace process and the machinations of the peace process right from the outset.
Well, there's no ambiguity when a Chief Constable and his colleagues stand up and say they believe that the IRA still exists, still has a membership.
Yes,
still has a senior level, still has an infrastructure. You see, your problem, Jim, is you welcome everything the Chief Constable says that applies to your agenda, and yet you rubbish him when it doesn't suit you.
No, it's not about my agenda. It's about right and wrong.
You can't have it both ways.
No, it's about right and wrong. It is not right. It's morally indefensible, and therefore politically wrong, that you could have at the heart and top of government a party with a paramilitary wing which is still engaged in murder, which obviously still has guns which were supposed to be decommissioning, which still has apparently an army council which was supposed to have been disbanded, and which is engaged in this two-way process.
Where's your evidence? Where's your evidence that an army council exists?
Oh, I think I see them most Mondays in the canteen at Stormont, when some of the most notorious IRA leaders are to be seen in that building, and I suspect they're there for meetings with their masters.
Sinn Féin say the IRA does not exist.
And Sinn Féin say Gerry Adams was never in the IRA. Right, come on. Who do you really think, does anyone really think that the people of Northern Ireland are so naive as to believe a single word that Sinn Féin says? Self-serving words such as, Adams was never in the IRA, and then the same people tell us the IRA didn't kill McGuigan, the IRA didn't kill Paul Quinn. And of course, we've been here before, Stephen, and I just want to remind some people that young Paul Quinn in South Armagh.
We're going to speak to his mother murdered in just a second or two.
Yes. Well, very, it's good timing then. He was murdered by members of the IRA. You've Geoffrey Donaldson on this morning saying the great things the DUP are going to do on this occasion. Let me remind the listeners what Geoffrey said then. He said, if the IRA is involved, whether it's individuals or there was a gang involved here, if there was a number of IRA members involved in the murder, then that's the actions of the IRA, and we're not going to dance around the issue. And of course, Geoffrey later danced around the issue and took the escape clause, oh, it wasn't sanctioned. So, you know, I do warn people that the possibility exists for the DUP to do the same again and to say, oh, this wasn't sanctioned, therefore it's okay to continue to sit in government with Sinn Féin. But the reality is that if that is done, then that is a renewal of the licence to the IRA to kill again.
Let me go through a scenario with you, Jim Allister. What if, put yourself in someone else's shoes for 1 second. So what if it is actually the case that Sinn Féin are absolutely telling the truth, are absolutely, hold on a moment, are absolutely committed to peace? What if they are absolutely trying to influence people who have a violent past, that there are no circumstances in which they should return to violence? You, in your rhetoric this morning, are undermining people who are trying to keep peace on the streets in Northern Ireland, if that is the scenario.
That is not the scenario. We know what the scenario is. We know that Kevin McGuigan was murdered by members of the IRA, according to the Chief Constable. We know that Paul Quinn was murdered by members of the IRA. So we know that Sinn Féin is a paramilitary wing, which from time to time, when it suits their needs, murders. Now, that's the reality.
But you,
and those who try to wink at that reality and try to dodge away from it are the people who are saying to the IRA, you can murder again, provided you cover your tracks.
But you quote the Chief Constable's assessment. Again, it's you're picking the bits that suit you. You quote the Chief Constable's assessment of the IRA's involvement in that murder, and yet you ignore the Chief Constable's assessment of the bona fides of the Sinn Féin leadership's commitment to peace.
Well, I question that because I think that's the Chief Constable moving from policeman to politician.
So you're picking the bit that suits you and ridiculing the bit that doesn't.
I'm entitled to make an assessment of what he says and why he says it. I'm not foolish enough to think that the Chief Constable isn't under immense political pressure to ease this situation for those who want to stay, who want to keep Sinn Féin in government. Of course he is, but the Chief Constable needs to stand firm and needs to avoid politicking and state the facts and nothing but the facts. And if the facts as he has stated them are that IRA members murdered McGuigan, that the IRA has structures in place and a leadership in place, then that defies everything that the people of Northern Ireland were assured had been taken care of before Sinn Féin were admitted.
If the IRA did have structures in place but were not involved in violence, could you live with that?
Well, it depends what you mean by live with it. If there was no IRA and Sinn Féin had sanitised themselves from all of that, then of course they get a mandate, they're entitled to a place in the Assembly.
No, the question is if there was an IRA structure but it was not involved in violence.
Absolutely not. Why would there be a prescribed organisation allowed to have a structure? Why should anyone be allowed to have a paramilitary structure, be they loyalist or Republican? What's the need? What's the purpose? Why would you have a paramilitary structure if you hadn't paramilitary intent? And who needs paramilitary intent? Because paramilitary intent leads ultimately to the loss of innocent lives.
I'm trying to think here, Jim, just about your party, your political party, the TUV. I'm trying to think, was it not your party that stood shoulder to shoulder with other unionist parties, including loyalist parties which have links to loyalist paramilitaries? Did that not happen last year, or have I made that up? Was that not part of the graduated response over parades, your party standing shoulder to shoulder with parties linked to loyalist paramilitaries?
I don't accept that we were standing shoulder to shoulder with anyone. We were standing shoulder to shoulder with a legitimate cause in relation to travail, where there's been outrageous denial of human rights and the right to walk a road. Now, if others turn up to such events, that's beyond my control.
Well, the PUP and the UPRG didn't turn up and you didn't know about it. Your party stood, hold on, this is relevant. Your party, Mr. Allister, stood side by side with the PUP and the UPRG last year. Two parties linked to loyalist paramilitaries.
Well, if
should you be kicked out of the executive?
I'm not in the executive.
The assembly.
You've lost the run of yourself entirely. And I'm surprised that you made such an elementary mistake thinking I'm in the executive.
The assembly. Should you be kicked out?
The voice of opposition. And the only voice. Let's be very clear. If the UDF or the IRA say the sky is blue, am I not to say, no, it's not. It's red. I can't avoid the situation where they may say something that's accurate and simply say, I am expected to say it's inaccurate because they say it's accurate. Like, the fact is this, TV does no paramilitary wing. There's no party in government other than Sinn Féin that has a paramilitary wing. Why should they be allowed to have a paramilitary wing and be in government? That's the elementary point. And it's quite clear it's a paramilitary wing that is still active and still, sadly, killing. And, you know, I think we do need to stand back and say, is anyone really saying that in Northern Ireland in 2015 we should have in government a party with a killing paramilitary wing? That's the rub of the issue.
Jim Alster, thank you very much indeed. Obviously, Sinn Féin would say that they're linked to absolutely no one who has a killing paramilitary wing.